This is Passport to Texas. Former Parks and Wildlife biologist Leanne Lynham has a long history with whooping cranes.
Well, I may age myself here, but we moved to the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge when I was 12. And so I guess that means about 40 years or so I've been involved with whooping cranes.
Whoopers winter at the refuge where Leanne's father worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. After a low of 15 birds and more than 70 years of conservation, we only reached 300 members in the migrating flock in 2013.
Part of it is the nature of the animal itself. Whooping cranes are one of these birds that are designed to be around for a long time. They live a long time, 25 to 30 years and more in captivity. They don't reproduce until they're 4 or 5 years old. They usually only raise one chick successfully per year, so it just takes a while. You have to be patient and provide the right conditions for a long time, and then the numbers start to add up.
As their population increases and becomes more widespread, maintaining an accurate tally of the birds becomes a challenge. Whoopers are moving farther up the coast away from their traditional wetland habitat.
Some of the rice country in Wharton County, and most interestingly, in central Texas, we've had some whooping cranes wintering in Williamson County.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds Rainbow Trout Stocking in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.